Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Good evening, video games. Welcome to a very special spooktacular Christmas episode of Filthy Casuals. On the podcast, we have Ben the Hell.
Hello.
Tommy, that's a scary low.
Who said that?
And I am your host with the ghost. Ooh. Adam Knox.
That's enough.
Yeah.
I'm terrified of how bad this podcast is.
That's scary. You should see our downloads.
Yeah, this is it. This is a new episode of Filthy Casuals.
Yeah, back after a break, and with what a strong opening.
We've been at my house for nearly 3 hours now, just drinking beers, and every half hour one of us would go, okay, let's enough fucking around. Let's go record this podcast now. And finally, here we are.
Yep. Yeah. And I'm very...
I said, I need to work on my vampire more.
On a very hot day as well.
It's real warm.
It's scarily warm.
As is, I believe, one of the lines that gets said in Santana, the video game. Man, it's a hot one.
Like 7 pixels from the midday sun right now.
Wow.
They should bring Santana into the like Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter.
He should be the new Smash Brothers character.
Yes. Yeah. And he's like, his fatality or his final smash is like, being 7 inches from the midday sun.
And he can take
like,
it.
The sun just like comes right down onto the screen and just melts everyone.
Yeah,
great.
Like in Super Mario Brothers 3.
Hello, Nintendo. Yeah. Why won't you answer my calls? So we thought we'd, for a very special, spooktacular Christmas episode.
Yep.
It's Christmas, you know, the scariest time of the year.
Absolutely,
Most suicides. So... technically, like for a lot of families out there, it is scary.
Sure.
Yeah. After about half an hour, we might have another suicide on our hands.
I mean, if you ever go out to one of them big shopping centers trying to do some last minute Christmas shopping, oh boy, man. Isn't that a fright night? Just trying to get a park, am I right?
I saw Brendan Favola once when I was doing some Christmas
shopping. That
must
be terrifying.
He was like noticeably taller than everyone else.
But
the
there
reason
hasn't been
him.
A Brendan Favola in these parts for nigh on 30 years now.
The Brendan Favola burned down. Anyway, we've got some scary games to talk about, and we might do a little bit of a recent big film that's come out.
Mm.
That's right. Alvin and the Chipmunks 2. Yeah, that's the obvious joke one to go through.
Bro Chip.
Everyone's done it.
Spoiler alert. I can't believe Chewbacca turns out to be gay. That's another one. That
I can't believe Alvin dies.
Oh. So we thought we'd do, Christmas special. Mm-hmm. I mean, what else is there to talk about than scary games?
Yeah.
You know, it's that time of the year.
Yep.
I was just playing a bit of a classic Super Nintendo game, Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Yep.
Which one of those kind of things where when it came out it was not much of a success, not much of a commercial success, but has gone on to find a real...
A bit of a cult following.
Mm. And I just played a bit of it there and you guys watched me play it. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's a really cool
it looks
game.
Cool, yeah.
Top down... you have to walk around your backyard and shoot zombies with a water pistol.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know that was part of the canon of zombies.
Hey, if it's holy water.
Hey, maybe
true.
It is,
It also does not apply to zombies.
They're going too hard in The Walking Dead. They're trying to find guns and switchblades and stuff.
Yeah. Get a priest to bless your dick and do a piss on them.
Yeah.
Oh, get a priest to bless your dick. It'll be pretty hard to get a priest to have a look at your dick, though.
I look pretty young.
I don't think they do that a lot.
Boy, we are really covering a lot of hefty topics in this episode of our video gaming podcast.
You guys ever heard of terrorism?
Easter episode.
Zombies Ate My Neighbors reminds me of... Have you ever played Smash TV?
No,
there's
I've
a
never
Super
even
Nintendo.
Heard of it.
Oh, it's really good. It's not that much like it. It's just a shooter.
Yeah.
Like a.
It's not a shooter.
All right. We've all had fun.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, star of my favorite Christmas movie, The Terminator.
Oh, very good. Very
jingle all the way to the bank with that one.
Comedy of misdirection.
Speaking of misdirections.
Larry the Cable Guy was in the second one, Jingle All the Way 2.
Really?
I haven't seen it.
Replacing
the second one.
Yeah, Jingle All the Way 2.
And Arnie's not in it, right?
No, Arnie's gone. I think everyone, like Phil Hartman's obviously not in it.
Yeah.
But I think it's Larry...
Sinbad in it? I guess he replaced Sinbad, right?
No, he replaced Arnie. Larry the Cable Guy is the new Arnie.
Wow.
Yeah, he's on the front cover. He's front and center. Fuck. He's the best selling point of that film.
Jesus. Maybe Sinbad is still in it.
He could be. I don't know what he's been doing. Sinbad and the Seven C-grade films. Anyway, that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was impressive.
Everyone,
it was too nice to laugh at.
Turn the volume up on that for when we edit the podcast.
I'll put an echo on it. Yeah. Sinbad and the Seven C-grade films.
But so Smash TV, I think you would really like, Tommy. It was an arcade game.
What about me?
And so, Ben, we'll get to you. But
you're forbidden from enjoying things, Ben. You know that.
Ugh. It would be like a twin stick shooter now, you know, where one stick directs the gun. But on the SNES pad, it had, you know, the left, you were moving with the D-pad. And then the buttons were the directions that you shoot in. So you can only shoot in four directions.
Right.
I'm having a hard time looking it up on Google because it's just taking me to the TV show Smash.
Oh, yeah. Both good.
Yeah.
But it's like this fake TV show. Sort of like something that might have been on TV in like RoboCop.
Right.
Where it's like...
Like that movie Gamer?
I don't know.
Where like remote participants control Jared Butler?
Sort of. No, it's just a game show where you're thrown into this death pit and you've got to go through all these different rooms and shoot everyone.
Sounds like the movie Gamer.
Yeah, right. Cool. Then you get a score at the end that's your money and it's got this fun little game show host guy directing the whole thing. And it's really, really fun.
Oh,
cool. I think you'd like it. Not scary.
So it's like a Running Man kind of?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
on the poster here, we've got an ad for the arcade machine. It's a hands-on, no-holds-barred, do-or-die adventure.
Hmm.
Adam, you agree with that assessment?
I could describe almost any video game.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, Mario Brothers.
it looks really cool.
It's really fun.
On the NES and SNES.
Yeah, it's on. It went all over the place.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite Christmas games. Remember
you
that?
You could watch any TV show at Christmas.
Yeah,
and it's a TV show in concept, so it's
all different. Oh, it's different. It's different areas. Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, you sort of go through not a maze, but just a series of rooms to get to the end, and it gets progressively harder. And there's like little treasure rooms and bonus rooms and that sort of stuff. And
it's in this. It says the game features verbal interjections from the game show host.
Yeah,
total carnage. I love it.
Yeah.
Dude, and I'd buy that for a dollar.
Yes.
They've actually put a RoboCop.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So it's really like that. He's the Andrew O'Keefe of this game. Oh. And he jumps in saying his little piece every now and again.
Oh, that's cool.
It's really, really fun. So I would recommend that we play that for next time.
Okay. Sounds scary as shit, dude.
It's scary how good it is. That's on the back of the books. So... anyway, do you want to hear a real scary game? And this is actually current news.
Yeah.
We could talk about. So I don't know if either of you guys played System Shock 1 or 2.
Mm. Only Bioshock.
Right.
Which apparently was very similar to System Shock 2.
Sort of like...
I've given out the shocker a little bit in my time. I've never played Bioshock.
That is terrifying.
Shocked a couple of systems.
Jesus. I've played System Shock 1, yeah.
Right.
Right,
so
okay.
System Shock 2... I played a lot of, and fuck, that was a good game. It's like Bioshock, like tonally, but it's a lot more complex.
Right.
And it's like sci-fi themed. It's about like a rogue AI
like
and all
cyberpunk kind of, yeah.
And so last week they just announced they're doing a third one, and it's a lot of the same people who did the originals.
Right.
They haven't said what the idea is, but it looks like the way the website looks, it looks like it's going to be a preamble to them having a Kickstarter.
Okay.
So it'll be that sort of level of thing.
Right.
Which is fine. And that's the only way it was ever going to get made.
Yeah.
But a lot of the same people who did the original ones are involved with it, which is really promising. And the same voice actor for Shodan, who's the big enemy AI, is doing it. And she was also something to do with like either Nine Inch Nails or something.
Oh.
She's like a famous musician.
Right.
Right.
And she did
the
voice.
That is the same aesthetic. Like that makes a lot of sense.
And it's got like all this really cool voice altering shit. Like, man, that game used to scare the shit out of me.
Right.
The way that voice works is it's really effective.
Yep.
And so I'm
stoked to see how that goes.
That's
There's
awesome.
Not really so, any actual footage or pictures or anything.
So is System Shock 2 not developed by the same people who did Bioshock?
Sort of. It's one of those... So
it was like the same publisher or something?
No, System Shock 2 was developed by these people called Looking Glass Studios who did like Thief.
Right,
if you remember that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then some of them splintered off to do Deus Ex, I think.
Oh.
And they like turned into Ion Storm, which was a thing for a while, and then they disappeared.
And then the other guys went to Irrational Games?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's sort of they splintered off and half went one way, half went the other.
Okay.
So I think Ken Levine, who's the Bioshock guy, he's like the main dude in that, he had something to do with System Shock 2, definitely.
Right. Okay, yeah. Cool.
It could be really good.
Yeah.
Or this will be the sort of thing where in 2 years when it comes out, people go, look how fucking wide-eyed he was about it.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Look at this nerd.
Yeah. And the rewards is now on the internet forever, so people are going to find this after they've played that shitty game.
Yep. Yep. Well, it's on the internet until the fall, of course.
Ah, of course. Yeah. Yep. The season.
Welcome
fall.
To
Yeah. Autumn, everything crashes.
So System Shock 2 is definitely one of my favorite spooky, scary games.
Mm.
Man, it was good. Like, just like the audio, like sound is such a big thing in scaring people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In video games, it's the most emotionally, you know, like,
totally.
Manipulative thing.
Well, because that thing of like, you don't get scared by what you see because your imagination is stronger.
Yeah.
I totally agree with, and especially when you got like shitty graphics there.
Yep.
It can work for you in that you can't really see it properly, so but it also works against you in that like, this isn't scary looking.
Yeah, right.
But then, the sound in that was there were these zombies and robots and stuff that would be chasing you, and they'd all have the creepiest voices. And a real good atmosphere in that, a lot like Bioshock.
So in Bioshock, it becomes desensitizing after a while that it's like, oh, this is like basically a fast running zombie, and it doesn't become like it stops being scary. Initially, it is quite scary.
Yeah. But especially over the length of a game versus like a film or whatever, there's only so many like jump scares or whatever that you can do.
Totally.
That was the big difference between Bioshock and System Shock 2, from my memory of it. Is that System Shock 2 was really focused on being stealthy because you weren't strong enough to fight these things a lot
of
the time.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. And then in Bioshock, you become like overpowered. You can like shoot lightning from your hands and stuff.
And it gets rid of a lot of the fear if you know you can run into a room and just take everything out.
Totally. And in Bioshock, regenerate just over there.
Yeah, they had a similar thing.
Like you literally couldn't die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to play a lot of point and click, like PC horror game, like scary. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what any of them were called, but I remember our video store used to have them to rent.
Yeah.
And I would go in and I would just, it was that thing where like, you just kind of want to be an adult before you're ready. So like just kind of to prove something to myself, I was like, oh, I'm going to get this game that looks like
I'm not afraid
like
of anything.
Adult's game. Yeah. And, like my mum would have to rent it for me.
Yeah.
And I think I would get like, you know, 15 minutes in and it would either be too hard or I'd just get too freaked out and then I would return it without having played any. I think I went, I think I did that with maybe 6 or 7 different games, like none of which I can remember what they were called.
Right. I don't think I had that with games.
Point
I just
and click,
play
like,
them.
I feel like that sort of style does lend itself to the horror thing.
Yeah.
It's just like one screen, you know, and it's like if you just like, if it's done in a really atmospheric kind of weird,
you
fucked
can
up
control
kind of
the
way.
Camera angles and stuff a lot there. So you can use like filmic techniques of hiding a reveal. And all that sort of stuff a lot more easily.
Yeah, you go to the next room and that's when something happens.
That's why things like Resident Evil or Alone in the Dark and those old sort of like
fixed
camera things would use that because you'd be walking towards the camera and you'd hear something moaning or whatever.
Yeah, you'd be walking down a hallway, which is like the scariest thing.
Yeah, walking down hallways is always terrifying. Like even in a house that you own at night with the doors locked, it's still scary to walk down that hallway because you know at the end there's that mirror and you're going to have to look at yourself again. Yeah. It's Christmas, so it's already dangerous.
That empty space where she used to be.
Just look back at your own fat face in the mirror and see all the things that you could have become and all the potential that's been pissed up against the wall.
Literally. And then a dog jumps at you.
There's like a horror game that's come out recently on the Wii U. I think it's called like Fatal Frame or something.
Yeah, they've been out for a while.
Yeah, yeah, it looks really creepy and very un-Nintendo.
Yeah.
And it's download only. And there was a whole thing where it was like the default hard disk thing on the Wii U is too small to hold it. Have to go out and buy like an external.
That sounds like one of those old fashioned things where they would go like, it's too big for the cartridge to handle.
Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
need to get this extra thing.
Yeah. Like, the old expansion pack on the Nintendo 64. Yeah. What a boss you felt like when you jacked that thing in there. So good. Take it out of the Donkey Kong 64 box and just fucking live it up.
Oh. So good. Hey, is Donkey. I'm trying to remember that rap. Can't do
oh,
it.
Fuck. The end of it is like DK.
Yeah, I love it Donkey when you call me Kong. Big Papa. That's it. Finally, we got it.
Well, they're finally here performing for you. The first member of the DK crew.
DK. What?
Okay.
Donkey Kong is what it's for.
You don't remember?
I never had a 64.
Oh, you never had a 64, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry, guys.
Right. That's an unfortunate blip in the history of Donkey Kong in my mind. The rap. I remember
thinking it was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I remember almost every time I would play that game, I would let that whole rap play through.
Wow.
I really liked
the old Donkey Kong Country games. The atmosphere in them was really cool. Like the soundtrack in them was so good.
It was really great, yeah.
And there was just this real, even though it's kind of cartoony, it still had this cool feeling to it.
Yeah.
But then the 64 one, they just went like flat out cartoony and...
Yeah,
Diddy Kong's got a little peanut gun and stuff like that.
Yeah,
With the Super NES ones, they were like faux 3D, and it was like a genuinely cool thing at the time. Yeah.
It looked futuristic. Like it did look really like this. Looks like Toy Story wasn't even out yet.
Yeah,
so I don't know why I said this looks like Toy Story. I would have sounded like a lunatic at the time.
But then Donkey Kong looks all kind of like tough and angry. Like he's kind without having like chewed, he's kind of got this cool
kind of fucking built.
He's
man.
A big gorilla.
He's,
yeah.
he's ripped.
Yeah. I'd fuck Donkey Kong. Man.
That's what I was waiting for.
I want to get fucked by Donkey Kong and then fuck a Battletoad.
Oh, what a sandwich.
A lot of feedback from that, by the way, from our last episode.
Mm.
My constant refrain of wanting to fuck a Battletoad. People are really into it.
Yeah.
People should hear how much you say it in real life.
No, they shouldn't.
Down at the bank. I've never,
God, I'm silly. When am I ever at the bank? Let's be realistic.
When you're begging for a loan.
Oh, yes. So good.
I need the money to create a Battletoad to fuck it. What don't you understand?
How much is a 3D printer? The only real scary game I've ever played all the way through, and I've talked about it a bit before, is Resident Evil 4.
Yeah,
yeah.
Fuck, that's
truly,
a good game.
I used to play it exclusively at night with all the lights off. That was the only, I would not play
at
it
at night exclusive.
I would try and just really make it even more fucked. And if there was like, I was playing it during the winter, so if there was like a storm going, I'm like, I would just like do, I would drop everything to do. I'm like, this is perfect conditions.
I can't do that shit. I can't like, I get scared really easily.
Yeah, me too.
Ah! But it,
I just
like,
put out my dick.
I played this iPhone game called, God, what was it called?
Candy Crush?
Angry Birds.
That's it. Texting
Text
your ex.
Messages.
That's what it was called. No, it's like a 2D pixel art looking thing, and it's like a little, it's an adventure game.
Yeah.
And it's got a really fucking spooky atmosphere to it, and it's all about this crime that you don't know how it was committed. Fuck, I wish I could remember the name.
A flashing light. What's scarier than a light that's kind of half busted?
You know,
oh,
that,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Flickering fluorescent.
Making that noise of like...
Yeah.
That's way better, yeah.
Mm.
That wasn't a good impression
at all. That was just Steve Urkel.
That's a mosquito.
Yeah. They're fucking... Man, they're scary.
Malaria.
Though.
It's a real problem.
They kill more people than humans.
The most scary... experiences I've had with video games have been playing Wolfenstein 3D when I was like very young.
When you're young, there's this weird mystery to it and this strange thing where you don't even understand how it's
and just
happening.
Like the fact that you can die is like, oh, I don't want to die.
Yeah,
and that,
yeah.
Like that's scary to you.
Is that why you've joined the Nazi party? Because of that?
No, I just agree with ideology. It's, you know, it's just what I feel.
You know, Doom was actually really scary at the time too.
Yeah.
I didn't play it at the time.
Man, that was one of those ones where like, I would play it at friends' houses.
Yeah.
And, like, not be able to, like, I'd get kind of spooked at a sleepover and you know, have to pretend that I was
his
tough.
His little, your dude's face down the bottom of the screen.
Yep.
That really freaked me out.
When
the
he gets
fucked
up. Bloodied up.
Yeah. That game, what a waste.
Which game?
Doom.
Okay.
The computer game Doom.
Hmm?
The game we were just talking about, Doom.
You know,
who cares?
On the computer.
The rocks in it, you know? Doom.
Ben, the video game Doom. It's like one of the earliest video games.
Guys, I've never played a video game.
Great. the movie of Doom.
Oh.
What a waste.
Very bad.
Because the plot of the Doom, the video game, is that the gates of hell have opened.
Yeah. On Mars? Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah, you're
but
on Mars.
But then they just get rid of all that in the film and they're like, what if instead we just went to Mars?
Yeah.
What a piece of shit.
Was Carl Urban in that?
You are on Mars in Doom.
I know, but like all the kind of like cool,
all the scary imagery of it.
It's like it may as well just be a different thing.
Yeah, it was no good.
It may as well have been like one of those bad Resident Evil movies.
Yeah, totally. It turned a lot. Doom 3 as well changed a lot from the original Dooms.
Yeah,
but that was like it was good.
Right, that was like a real pivotal moment in gaming where it was like, this looks great.
Doom 3 was like the comeback, wasn't it? Yeah.
Because Doom 2 was still PC. It was like around the same year.
It was 93 and 94 for 1 and 2. Yeah. And then Doom 3 was in like 2004.
I just remembered. I had a Doom Choose Your Own Adventure novel when I was a kid.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, not Choose Your Own. It was just a novel.
Was
still,
it just like, do you want to shoot or not?
Yeah. No, it wasn't. No, I've made that bit up. It was just a novel. But still, what a weird time.
Did you just read it in the wrong order?
You just skipped a few pages.
I'm choosing to have the adventure of not reading this shitty book, so I'm going to cut to the last page. You know what did scare me when I was a kid? ROB.
Really?
Oh, the little fucking NES robot.
Yeah.
Did it come to life or something?
My neighbor had one and just watching it work was just real freaky that he was just moving around of his own accord.
I guess that is pretty scary. That's what Terminator's about.
Yeah. I don't know. I remember sitting in the room and my neighbor going, how cool is this? And just feeling really uncomfortable.
I remember being scared. Remember the weird gothic vampire chick from DuckTales?
We're now just talking about things that scare us.
No, but she was in one of the games. It was,
you ever
was
thought
like,
about
like,
dying alone?
She was like a magic. All the time. She was like a weird magician chick.
Yeah, I do know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, and she would like show up in the like occasional like moment in one of the shitty DuckTales games, like the one where you're like going around the planet on a biplane. Do you ever play that one?
No.
It was not the one that everyone knows.
Oh, it wasn't Quackshot.
No.
Okay.
It was one where you're
playing Quackshot. It's cool.
Really?
I remember Quackshot being good.
Yeah. This was one where you had to like get a bunch of money and beat the Scottish guy.
Oh, life. You mean life. Get money, beat the Scottish.
Yeah.
That's DuckTales too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right. And like you have a grappling hook and you try and climb mountains and stuff.
Right.
It was not the good one. It was the one that I had.
Yeah, but that one, I was reading about that one. That one came out like right at the end of the life cycle of the NES. So like no one remembers it.
Yeah, and I only had it on PC as well.
Right.
Oh. But yeah, she'd show up and scare, like make you fall off a mountain. I was like, that's pretty scary.
Maybe this is like one of those, because I remember back in like the late 90s.
Yeah.
I went to Caribbean Gardens
one time. Yeah.
Up in Knox.
Yeah.
Also my name.
Hmm.
Adam Caribbean Gardens. But they
the comedy of misdirection.
Yeah. Say one thing, you're going to say that other thing that you were obviously always going to say. But I remember getting a bunch of floppy disks there of like fake games.
Yep.
And not like pirated games, but full on like just made up. Like, there were a lot of Pokemon ones because I was really into Pokemon at the time.
Right.
It's like 98, 99. And they were all made just to have Pokemon characters in them. And there was something about how poorly they worked and how weird the sound effects in them were because they were just made by some Yahoo that used to scare the shit out of me.
Yahoo, like, serious?
By some Yahoo.
Well,
all right, Grandpa.
Some fucking guy sitting there with his cowboy hat on, coding away. And I like it. There's something about like those.
Well, it's like shitty like commercials from like community TV stations where it's like they don't know any better,
and it must have taken ages to make this, and it's so bad that there's like the whole idea of the chain of people making this.
Yep.
Having the brains that they must to think that this is okay is a genuinely scary concept. Like there's some like flash games on the internet now still where you're like, oh, yeah, this is terrifying because it's just the look into the human mind that you get.
There was
from
a lot of Newgrounds stuff that was like pretty fucked up.
But it was never the ones that were deliberately fucked up that got me, where it's like, look at this ultra violence. Look, this stick figure's getting shot.
Yeah.
It was the one where it's like, here's Ted Danson's adventure. And it was just like a little Ted Danson JPEG.
Yeah.
JPEG, that's a JPEG cross GIF.
like walking around and you'd say all this cheers shit to each other. I don't know if this is real. I'm making it up and we should make this game.
Yeah.
But you
and
know what I mean?
It's terrifying.
When somebody has that deep obsession with an uninteresting franchise
and not the talent to even execute that properly.
Yeah. Have we talked about Arcane Kids on this show yet?
I don't know.
I don't feel like we have. But they are these weirdo game developers who just exclusively make fucked up games based on other things. So they made Bubsy 3D.
Right.
Have we talked about this? Anyway,
we've talked about Bubsy 3D.
It's like a thing, it's like an in-browser game that you you download it and it's like this a lot of work has gone into it. But it's like you're Bubsy and you start off in this little colorful world and you're in 3D and then you have to go to the Los Angeles Museum. And just walk around this exhibition of a guy who's actually a known real-life artist. I can't remember he does like a lot of like light stuff and, you know, big 3D pieces and stuff.
Right.
And so you're just walking through the museum and then it gets like it's all about, you know, existence and stuff. And then as you get towards the end, the museum kind of starts to fall apart and get all sort of fucked up and weird until you're just like flying through the sky. Like it's super weird and very bizarre. And they made that this weird Sonic collection,
so the one with like it turns evil at some point. There's a Sonic chasing you with blood
all
in his
evil.
Mouth.
It's the setup of it is very funny. The setup of it is we found this old Dreamcast developer kit that had this thing hidden away. Sega was paying this guy to make it, and then they fucked him over. And so it's all set up like it's real, and they're unfinished. Yeah. And there's one of them where it's called My Roommate Sonic. And you're sitting next to Sonic on the couch and you can, it's like from your perspective, you turn and look at him.
And then
you start getting a text and it's from like fucking Dr. Robotnik who's in the street going, you should tell Sonic how you feel about it.
Yeah, I have seen that.
It's so, like, it's
and at some point it's like, don't trust Sonic.
Yeah.
And then he turns and he's looking at you.
Yeah.
Fucking Sonic is scary for some reason.
It's that same thing where it's like these warp, and it's like, this must have taken a long time.
When you don't know where something has come from, it's a little scarier. Sonic in particular has the creepiest fan base. Have you ever dived deep into Sonic fans?
Not really.
You want to fuck a Battletoad, or you think you do. People really want to fuck Sonic.
I found an online community a while ago of Chippendale Rescue Rangers fandom, and there are people out there who are obsessed with that show, who are still writing comics that are going to this online comics that go to this day.
Yeah.
And they bring in all this weird romantic stuff into it.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
To be fair, I did always wonder what happened after the end of Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Yeah.
Because they left it pretty open.
What happened to Fat Cat?
Yeah.
Did he die of a heart attack?
What's Connery Jack doing these days?
Launchpad was in Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers as well as DuckTales, right?
No, he was in Darkwing
Duck.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Baloo.
Baloo was in Tailspin.
Baloo was in Tailspin.
And...
Just the Jungle Book?
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah, right.
No, I reckon he was. I reckon he did crossover maybe. Yeah. Not into, he might be right.
Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers are too small to have a bear in them.
No, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers was like the original Marvel movies where like all these superheroes from other places would show up.
Now, Baloo was in a couple of things, but it was...
No, but they did do that. Like, they were like...
They were all in the same Disney
world.
But
all those Disney shows would be like, it was a movie where it's just like Baloo, for example.
Yeah.
He's in the Jungle Book. He's just a big nude bear.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's running a shipping company.
Yeah.
He's realized like, oh, fuck, I need to wear a pilot's jacket,
man. Yeah, he flies
like,
a seaplane now.
Pants probably fine to go without, but I should tidy it up a little bit.
Go by the Humphrey B. Bear rules.
Yeah. Chippendale is the same thing. The Rescuers, they're from that. No, wait, maybe they're not.
Oh, they're both
Disney,
right?
No, sorry. Chippendale are old. They're old 50s Disney cut little shorts.
You know what I've always wondered that I don't know if either of you will have the answer to? You know Chippendale, the Rescue Rangers. Do they have anything to do with Chippendale the Dancers? Are those names in any way related?
I don't think they are.
It's a bizarre coincidence.
That's a weird coincidence, though.
Like, imagine if there was just like, oh, this big strip chain called like the Donald Ducks, you know? Hey Arnold, strippers.
Now that I'd like to see.
Baloo's only from Tailspin.
Shake it, football head.
Right.
But and like all the Jungle Book characters are Tailspin, aren't they? Like,
Shere Khan's like the opposing like freight company operator.
Yeah, he's like
Tiger.
He's like a straight up like murderer in Jungle Book.
Yeah.
And then he's just like, yeah, time to settle down and start my own business. But I'm still going to get that Baloo if it's the death of me.
But he's like a mafioso boss in Tailspin.
Right.
He's still a bad dude.
Goof Troop. Hey, Goofy got some chick pregnant and then she fucked up.
Classic.
classic
that's
Goofy.
That's the weird subtext of that show.
Yeah.
Do they ever explain what happened to Mrs. Goofy?
Hey, they might not have been married.
He dogged her.
Do you want to hear a good joke?
He raw dogged her. have that kid, to have old Maxie.
Yeah, this isn't mine.
Pete, the same thing. And
Tommy,
also,
I get it.
Pete, yeah, cool. Pete's, shut up a minute. Pete's, Pete in that, his goofy neighbor.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, Mickey's old nemesis from those old.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Mickey's nowhere to be seen. Pete's like, fuck this guy. I'm just going to go hang out with my mate Goofy.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Mrs. Goofy sided with Mickey. Like, maybe Mickey sided with her in the divorce.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear an okay joke that's about a divorce in the Disney world? You might have heard it before, but there'll be people who haven't. It's not my joke.
Okay. Well, then yes.
Now, Knox telling one of his own jokes. Now, that's spooky.
That's funny, everyone. Well, now I don't really feel like telling it, but I'm going to do it anyway. So I'm going to give it half half the effort I would
have. No, do it. Go on.
All right. Yeah. So Mickey and Minnie Mouse are getting a divorce. They're in court. Oh. And the judge is talking to Mickey Mouse. And he's saying, like, look, I know you want to divorce Minnie, but I don't think that your reason for it is enough. You can't divorce Minnie just because you think she's crazy. And Mickey goes, I don't think she's crazy. I didn't say she's crazy. I said she's fucking goofy. Now add a laugh in there.
You should start doing that on stage. That'd sit really nicely alongside all your other material.
Oh, Thomas. Very mean.
Now look...
We can't all narrate bad captions for a Tony Abbott speech.
Oh, now we're getting very hip. No one listening knows what that means.
I don't think anyone's listening anymore after that joke. I think it's fine.
Oh, I think they bailed out long before.
This isn't the Tailspin podcast. I don't want to listen to this.
That's good stuff. But you're right. Actually, I reckon there's more depth to this weird Disney cartoon universe than there is to the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
I just remember even as a kid going, like, thinking that that was so cool that they had these old properties that they would then just, like, kind of reinterpret and dress them up and just come up with this whole story for it. I thought that was really great.
Yeah. I loved Darkwing Duck.
Yeah.
When I was a kid.
That was good. It was, like, a great parody of Batman.
Yeah.
And then, like, the child in you was like, launch pads in this.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we've had this exact conversation before on the podcast.
Not on the podcast.
I don't have a lot of other experiences in my life. It's Darkwing Duck. I'm not sure about the gender of toads.
Oh yeah.
And that's about all I know.
We've talked about that a lot.
Yeah.
It's weird that it's come up even once, let alone more than once.
Yeah.
How did we get onto this?
You know what else we should talk about? Like, I think that's spooky games covered.
Yeah.
The other big news of the week.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding. Star Wars came out.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of Star Wars video games, so we thought we'd put a little bit more time into the marketing machine.
Yes.
That is Star Wars, because some of them have been good. I don't know. I'm interested to know how many you've played, Tommy, of Star Wars games.
I feel like we've already discussed some that we've played on the podcast.
You and I
before.
Have.
Yeah.
This afternoon I started playing Super Star Wars.
Yeah, right.
Which is pretty cool.
Wait, I don't actually know what that is.
It's like, it's the first movie, right? And like a platformer.
They did SNES versions of all the original Star Wars movies.
Oh.
And they're all just, it's kind of from that cool era of tech-wise, all they could really get away with doing in a game for a licensed property.
Yeah.
It was just like, well, it just has to be a platformer.
Yeah,
You can't do like a big open world Arkham Knight style thing. It just has to be, let's compress the story into a thing.
Totally.
Yep.
And I played it and it was pretty well renowned in its day for its difficulty. And man, it's fucking relentless. Like, it's a run and gun. So it's sort of like, it's a platformer, but you're just getting attacked constantly, like it's nonstop.
Yep.
So yeah, I it was pretty cool. It's got that. I love all the. I mean, I'm a big sucker for the whole SNES aesthetic.
Yep.
I really like. So
you play as Luke.
You play as Luke, and then I think later in the game you have stages where you play as Han and Chewie.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can sort of upgrade your blaster, and you're getting attacked by all these like little fucked little things.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool. Yeah. It's a cool game. There's something pretty great about hearing the Star Wars theme in the digitized,
in the 8-bit, or 16-bit, SNES thing.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to load a bit of it up because it's pretty great.
All right.
Just one of you, stop jerking your little dicks and fill some time while I get this.
I do like how every property. We might have even talked about this. It's difficult for me to remember any parts of my life, but how every property got made into just a platformer like that. Like, did you know there's a Home Improvement one? Have we talked about that?
Fuck no.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
You're Tim Allen, and you're fighting a bunch of renegade tools.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It's sort of like us, isn't it?
Oh.
A bunch of renegade tools.
Oh, she was fucking goofy.
Okay, here we go. Great.
No, here we go. This is good.
For the listeners at home, he's holding the microphone up to the wrong part of the MacBook.
Oh, yeah. Where's the mic? Where's the speaker? Where's the speaker
on this? Be quiet so I can edit it in properly.
There is something really nice about that.
It's cool because it sounds like a piece of shit. All the grand.
Yeah.
It's like double nostalgia.
Yeah. With that, the MIDI. The MIDI is like, we all saw the movie in cinemas this week. Like that music kicking in is just like,
oh boy.
I haven't seen any of those movies in like 10 years. I don't dislike it, but I'm not a fan. Yeah. But just that music is like, oh, and that reducer just like, wah, wah, wah. It's like slightly out of time.
I reckon. So I've played Battlefront. Mm-hmm. We spoke about it like 3 weeks ago,
but you hadn't played it at that point, right?
No, and I think I, of anyone, was like, I'm definitely not going to play it. I'm not going to like spend my money on this.
You said, I will die before I ever play this game.
I believe your exact words were, and it's on the podcast, so it is a matter of public record, and there by law, you said, if I end up playing it, I will give Tommy Dasilo the suck on this podcast.
Okay. So I guess I owe you an extra one. No, I went in. What happened was I watched the new movie. I was very entertained. Yeah. I've been a big Star Wars fan my entire life. Mm-hmm. Like I watched the originals on VHS. I went and saw the prequels, was disappointed. But I liked
Wow, big call, Ben.
Yep. Yep. If you disagree, email in and we'll have a discussion.
Next thing you're going to be saying, you didn't think Jar Jar Binks was funny.
No, he was great. Very sexy.
I want to fuck Jar Jar Binks. Jar Jar Binks has a bit of the battle taste to him, I have to say.
He certainly does.
Me so horny.
But I watched the movie. I was like, I want to be in this world again.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
so
I
jumped on the Battlefront. I'd seen like a bunch of like PS4 friends playing it.
Yep.
I was like, I guess there must be something to it. I've gone in. It's good.
You're enjoying it?
Yeah. It's quite good.
I hear it's really good.
It is good, yeah.
I just feel like if you're a video game developer and you can't make a good Star Wars game, get the fuck out of the biz. Yeah. Like, it's all there for you.
Yeah.
Like, it could not be.
I mean, plenty of people have fucked it, though. There have been plenty of bad Star Wars games.
Yes. Because I played a bit of Super Star Wars today.
Yeah.
Just while you're looking that up very quickly, I've got the SNES Home Improvement theme here.
Oh, great.
Do you want to hear it?
I do.
Play it in...
Sounds like a porn music, like background music.
So it sounds like the Home Improvement theme.
Because you've brought this up a lot and I've always assumed...
You know, I've never heard this.
I can't tell. Is it trying to recreate the actual theme of the show or not?
I can't remember what the theme was. I'm waiting to see if there's a digitized...
Oh, there's no reason. This is the
Let's
SNES,
skip
right?
to the end. Let's skip to the end.
That would have taken up a fucking ton of cartridge space. But
yeah.
Worth it.
Sounds like every band that I used to see at the Evelyn when I'd sneak in there in 2003 when I
reckon
I was 17.
That boo was the,
I think that bass line
that's a concession to like, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Those VFX chips, they are they're
I reckon
pricey.
Tim Allen has copyrighted the actual grunt.
Ooh.
Ain't no one using that.
If you pick up something grunt. Heavy, you owe Tim Allen money.
Yeah.
You brought that up before. Like, I always just assumed that was you getting mistaken because at a certain point in that show, from a certain season onwards,
that's right.
The theme is a video, like the credits, the opening credit sequence is a
video game. Right. Yeah. No. There's a real video game of it.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Surely, if you're going to make a video game of like a 90s property with home in the title, it's Home Alone.
There is a Home Alone video game.
Yeah,
is there?
Yeah.
Or there's definitely a Home Alone 2 one at the very least. And you're going through the hotel and there's like vacuum cleaners and shit running.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, I've played that. Yeah, and it's like a weird... Again, they just had to take... Because, everything got a game.
Yeah.
And they had to make a lot of concessions with like, oh, the vacuum cleaners are alive.
Was there a frog in the background of one of these movies? Just
yeah. You can't just like pelt a burglar with bricks. That's not... okay.
Do you know, I read the other day, you know in the Home Alone 1 when Joe Pesci bites Macaulay Culkin's finger?
Yeah.
He actually bit him.
Whoa. Wow.
And Macaulay Culkin still has a scar to this day.
Fuck.
Both physically and mentally.
Very good, Adam. We're all proud of you. There are a lot of... I mean, this sounds like a no-shit statement, but there are a lot of Star Wars video games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surprising amount. The only other one I have played would be the racing game.
Oh, yeah.
On 64.
Yeah, that was actually really good.
Which
yeah.
was pretty big
yeah.
at its time. I remember. No, it wasn't a launch title.
No.
It came along in 99.
It was when the movie
was. Yeah, it came out with the movie, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait, maybe it was on the first one. I think you needed the expansion pack, maybe.
You definitely right. needed the expansion pack. Yeah. There was a launch title for the 64 that was a Star Wars game as well.
Oh, wow.
Shadows of the Empire.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Which I don't think was meant to be very good. I don't remember if I've played that. But Knights of the Old Republic, I think we've talked about before, Ben.
Yeah.
Fuck, that was a good game.
It remains one of the best games ever made. Like, fuck. Like, that's one of the... Like, it's better than the Mass Effect series,
yeah.
I think. Like, BioWare just fucking nailed it.
You know what? Like, seeing that movie has made me think of doing...
Yeah.
Star Wars The Old Republic, which is, like, the online version...
Yep.
...is free now?
It is, yeah. It's been free for a while.
And apparently the single player is great. Or like the story or whatever. Like
yeah, they've chucked in a bunch more since it was free to play, I think.
I'm thinking of going in on that like next year when I've got a bit of time.
Yeah. Well, I like we spoke maybe last week about games we go back in on regularly.
Yeah.
Knights of the Old Republic 1 and 2, big time for me.
I've never played 1 again since like 2003 or whatever when it came out.
That's the one I replay.
Yeah,
it's more stable, like it's... Because 2 is like, it's a bit buggy and stuff. So you have to like install patches and stuff.
Well, so I was looking today. There's a version of it on the iPhone.
Yeah, there is, yes. Yeah.
I wonder if that's any good. I might just get that one.
And there is like a modded...
Get it now live on this podcast.
Yeah.
Oh.
What a treat for the listeners.
Well, wait for it to download.
It's $15, so I'm not sure I can afford it.
But I reckon Knights of the Old Republic 1, by far, like by like a mile, the best Star Wars game.
We should I don't want to name him in case he is not super – doesn't want to be tied to this story. I don't imagine he'd give a fuck, but a mutual friend of ours, someone who I'd say will be on this podcast at some point.
Yes.
Used to work as a video game tester. Have I told you guys this?
Yes.
Do you know the story?
Yeah, I don't know the story.
And he had to test a Star Wars game.
Yeah.
And he kind of hated the way like the Force was represented and stuff and the way lightsabers. So he
right.
he discovered all these bugs and he just like never reported them to anyone. So the game went out super fucked because
fuck.
Of him.
That's awesome.
I think he'll be okay with
I don't want to name him yet,
but I think he'll be okay because
George Lucas will be on the podcast one day.
He's definitely someone who either way we should have on.
Yes.
So you can look in the future and wonder if he talks about it, great, but maybe he won't want to.
Fuck,
you'll just always be left wondering.
That makes a lot of sense.
If you know the person as well, it makes it extra funny.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
Carl Barron.
I knew it.
So Noxie, out of all the Star Wars games you played, what's your favorite?
I used to really like Rogue Squadron on the 64.
Sure, yeah.
That was an awesome game. I like Knights of the Old Republic.
TIE Fighter? Are you a TIE Fighter fan?
I have not played any of them.
Because a lot of people bring that up as their favourites.
Yeah,
I've also not gone in on those.
Yeah.
What are the worst ones? What are the real shit ones?
Well, there was that...
Force Unleashed?
Xbox Kinect one where it had that song where it's, I'm Han Solo, I'm Han Solo, Solo, and you had to dance along to it.
What?
Fuck.
Oh, no shit. It's Han Solo standing there, and it's like Just Dance. I'm here in Cloud City, feeling fine. Like it's really brutally bad. There's been a lot of those sort of ones. Like I remember playing Rebel Assault, which is an old PC, and it was like one of those sort of FMV games. So the only control you really had over it was left or right, basically, and it was very bad.
What have been some of the bad ones? Like Force Unleashed, I actually liked. It was like one of the first Wii games I bought. So it was like you got to swing your Wii remote around and be like a lightsaber
that
boy.
That was the weird thing when like the Wii got announced of like, hey, motion control.
Yep.
Everyone's first thought was, oh, tennis,
what's
golf,
up? I've got a
lightsaber.
Sword. Yeah,
It was so weird for like a property that's not Nintendo to be tied in. And it's like, yeah, well, fucking... Yeah, someone do it. It's on you, developer guys.
And like, I didn't think that was a terrible game. A lot of people do. But I thought The Force Unleashed was fine.
Is there a beat 'em up? It feels like they've gone through almost every genre
there
they can.
There is. It's called Masters of Terrace Kasi.
That's right.
It's on the PlayStation 1.
Yeah. Wow.
And by all accounts, it's very, very bad. I've never played it. Darth Vader and Yoda both showed up in Soul Calibur 4.
That's right.
Yeah. That was really weird.
Yeah.
And the guy from The Force Unleashed actually was in it too. The Padawan, whatever.
Jimmy Skykiller.
That was him.
I think his last name, no, Starkiller.
Was it Starkiller?
It was something Starkiller.
Because they mention,
yeah.
This isn't a spoiler for the new one. If you want,
it's
if you
pure
want,
speculation.
Yeah. But no, they just mentioned the word Starkiller in that new movie. And that was, if you don't know, that was Luke Skywalker's original name was going to be Luke Starkiller.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I think that's why they chose it for Force Unleashed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was a coincidence.
No, Adam, I just said.
Darth Vader means Darth Father
in German.
I've Googled worst Star Wars games. I don't think anyone would have ever Googled that before. Star Wars Demolition?
Oh, that was when. Do you remember car combat games?
Yeah, this actually looks sick.
Demolition Derby.
Twisted Metal, all of them. Vigilante 8.
Vigilante 8 was so good.
That was a fucking awesome game.
Oh, man, I'm making a note of that. I've got to go back in on that.
I've still got the Dreamcast version if you want.
How is this not good? This looks great.
Yeah.
Because the other problem is like, A, with video game people, you get a lot of, it's no good. And with Star Wars people, you get a lot of, it's no good.
Yeah.
So if you combine those two things.
Yeah.
And people kind of, I guess people are assessing it on, does it do the franchise justice?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like if you want to make just a silly video game about Star Wars.
Here's the thing about Star Wars.
Wait.
I think
play the hot take theme song.
Is there... Like, it feels like at this point there's almost, it's like with The Simpsons, there's almost more bad stuff of it out there
100%.
Than there is good stuff. I would
argue that
like
immediately after Return
of... outweigh the good episodes. It's kind of a bad show that had some good early episodes.
Immediately after Return of the Jedi came out, ever since then, there has been more bad Star Wars than good Star Wars.
And it's just because...
Think about the holiday special. Yeah. Think about all that shit they used to do. There's one actually very good Star Wars movie, which is Empire Strikes Back.
All the merchandising, I guess.
But exactly. Yeah. Think about how much of a cash cow it is and how much they're just putting out whatever they can whenever they can.
Which is like...
So just by sheer volume of what's out there, critically speaking... It's more of a shitty franchise, just in terms of pure numbers.
Sure,
it's
but
more
you,
of a shitty franchise than it is a good one.
You don't blame Matt Groening for all the bad Simpsons like figurines and stuff.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm not saying I blame anyone, but I do blame George Lucas for a lot of the stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
To be fair, the analog for that is like he pushed the figurines and the merchandise big time.
Yeah. And look, that's more of what Star Wars is than the films, is the lunchboxes and the bed sheets.
Yeah, the other shit.
And what other stuff is in Tommy's room that I can name? The curtains.
All the novels.
The life-size Darth Vader in the corner with a fleshlight in it.
The R2-D2-shaped condoms.
Shaped? Wow, they're big condoms.
What?
I got a huge dick. Oh, yeah, here we go. Masters of the Terrace Guard. Look how bad it looks.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, and some other good ones, the Jedi Outcast series.
Yeah, Dark Forces was the first one of them, which was actually really fun. I remember that.
It's not the series. Jedi Knight. It's Jedi Outcast, Jedi Academy. Are both very good.
And Jedi Knight was a sequel to Dark Forces, right?
I think it was, yeah. Because of both that dude, fucking Kyle Katarn, or whatever his name was. Kyle Katarn. Not Chris Katarn. Kyle Katarn.
Night of the Roxbury, great movie. Masters of the Terrace Ghazi does sound ridiculous. Like, it looks bad, but also, like, yeah, I can see how as a fan it would annoy you because you can just beat... You're just beating the shit out of someone with a lightsaber.
Yeah, fuck
like,
yeah.
It's a lightning sword, but you're just walloping someone with it like it's a phone book.
It's sort of a badge of honor to have a bad fighting game made, though, because there was The Simpsons Wrestling.
That's right.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was very bad.
Oh, is this what you're talking about? Connect Star Wars?
Yep. Yeah. There he is. There's Boba Fett dancing away.
Yep. There was a Sonic fighting game. I think Sega tried to get in off the back of Smash Brothers.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's just kind of weird.
There's a PlayStation one that you got for free if you had the PlayStation Network thing.
Oh, yeah, and you can, like, be Drake beating the shit out of
totally.
The rapper.
At some point, they just didn't have enough PlayStation people and they couldn't get Crash Bandicoot. So it's like, here's...
Knight from Medieval or something?
There's the big dude from Bioshock.
Yeah.
Here's a PlayStation controller that you can play as.
Here's mom.
Sega did the same thing. Sega try and do that with Sonic all the time where they'll be like, oh, it's Mario Kart but with Sonic, but they don't have enough characters. So it's like, Here you are meeting him for the first time. Yeah. Won't it be fun to drive him around a little car?
Yeah, yeah, it's the same as the Home Alone vacuum cleaner bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like Diddy Kong Racing was that.
Diddy Kong Racing was cool.
But Banjo, they made up for that, and then Banjo got his own game.
No, Banjo was already announced. That game hadn't come out, but he was already
They did
like Timber the Tiger.
Yeah, all those.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
Tup the Turtle.
Yeah,
or
that's right, yeah. When the Wii U first launched, there's a Sega racing game, Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing Transformed.
And oh, fuck.
I sold it recently because I was like, I got it. It came free with the Wii U and I bought it. And it was like, I was like, oh, yeah, whatever, and chucked it on. And it's actually great because your vehicle transforms into a boat or a car, boat or plane.
Right.
And the tracks all...
The big three.
The tracks change as you go around them. So like stuff will disintegrate.
Oh, right.
And then by the final lap, you're in plane the whole time.
Right. That's cool.
And it's really cool. And just like not being limited to the Sonic universe is kind of cool. So like you unlock Alex Kidd as a character.
Right.
You can play as Crazy Taxi. You can play as one of the Crazy Taxi drivers.
Right.
Who else?
Crazy Taxi was fucking awesome. Do you like The Offspring? Do you like four songs?
Crazy Taxi was great. I think Knights is it. Oh, no, there's a Knights level.
Right,
in
right.
It. And just cool nostalgia, like the Golden Axe characters are in it.
Yeah, right.
Nostalgia, but from a different thing because Sega don't, you know, because Sega is sort of done in so many ways.
Yeah, it's back when they had like a bunch of arcade cabinets going on.
Yeah, yeah. Nintendo are rehashing stuff all the time, so it's a lot more readily familiar. But going on with this Sega stuff was like, oh, it's really cool.
Yeah.
And so I sort of thought, wow, this man, Mario, then when Nintendo get around to bringing out that Mario Kart on this console, Sega have kind of beaten them to the punch.
Yeah,
and I
right.
sort of really liked the game. Mm. Mario Kart 8 came out, played that heaps, and then went, oh, I'm going to go back to this Sega game. And it just, after going in hard on Mario Kart 8, it just didn't stack up anymore. It's not as slick, not as smooth.
Yeah.
It was a great fill in. And I reckon you'd be able to find it really cheap. I do really recommend it if you've got it. Oh, it's on everything. It's on PS3.
Right.
Wreck-It Ralph's in it. They put Wreck-It Ralph in it, which I thought was
super cool.
Really, really cool. Really fun game. The track design is great. Yeah. Who cares?
Sorry.
Well, I think we
should
about
wrap this episode
this one,
up for this week. Yeah, we got to do another one of these. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed our very spooky.
Yeah.
Christmas. But next week, bit of sizzle, we're going to have our Game of the Year
deliberate our Game of the Year.
Because we're coming up. It's the end of 2015, we're going to do Game of the Year.
We're going to talk about our favorite game of the year.
Yeah. Finally, the official verdict.
Yeah. Ignore IGN, ignore Polygon. This is where it is.
Who?
Well, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed our holiday talk, our scary talk, and our Star Wars talk. And I guess that's all of us saying, video games, I am your father.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.